Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, and again, welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show, and I am Glovina Williams. Today, I thought about, and first of all, I want to thank you for just taking time to join me on this podcast. And I entitled our episode today, True Debt. And when I thought about it, you know, it's a colloquial saying for true debt. But as I thought about it, it's another way of saying amen. Yeah, because really, it is a sign of agreement. Hey, the sun is shining. True that. It's a sign of agreement. The Lord is good. True that. Or amen. But I want to talk to you and talk with you today about a topic that it's very important that this particular skill or technique is incorporated into our life, not just as an occasional type of thing, but incorporated on a regular basis. And it's an area that you can always fine tune. What do I mean by fine tune? You can always improve it. You can sharpen it. You can increase it. And it will make your life better. And not only will it improve your life, but it will also improve the initiatives that you take on in life. What am I talking about? You probably already guessed it. I'm talking about prayer. It's something that should not be confined to just once a day. It is a technique, a tool that should be just cultivated to be like a natural, loving response to God throughout each day. He said true that, huh? So true prayer becomes what is known as a lifestyle. You know, the lifestyle of the rich and famous, the lifestyle of the wealthy, the lifestyle of the celebrities, the good life. True prayer becomes a lifestyle, a way of life, a routine, a practice, a habit. It becomes a norm for you, not an occasional thing. I'm going to give you a scripture, and it's Ephesians 6. Chapter 6, verse 18, it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Praying always, always, bringing to God, coming to the Almighty Spirit, that the all-knowing Spirit, which is God, the omnisciousness, the omnipotence, the omnipresent Spirit, and bringing everything to God, not just sometimes. You know, often you hear me refer to when I was growing up, just as with you, those were our formative years. and so much we have brought into our adult life and even into, you know, our senior lives and passed it on to our children. And if you listen carefully, if you have grandchildren, you'll start hearing your grandchildren even talk about things that you used to say. I'm going to stop and take a check. How's my mic today? Someone please text me and let me know how my mic is coming along. If not, I've got an alternate backup. Thank you. So praying always. Thank you. Hey, thank you. You said true that. Huh? Sounds great. Thank you. Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Oh, it's so nice. Oh, wow. It's so nice. Just to see who's text me, who's on this morning. Oh, wow. God bless you. So, listen, prayer. You know, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18 says this. It says, rejoice evermore. And then it adds, pray without ceasing. Remember Ephesians 6 and 18 said, praying always. And then 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 17 says, pray without ceasing. And then it goes on to say, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Thank you. True that. Listen, this is what it's about. This is important. In everything give thanks. That is not always easy. You can say, God, thank you. I think let me get back to something real quick. You know, there was, when I was growing up, my favorite time from the age of about 8 years old until I was about 13, I used to spend a lot of time with a lady by the name, we used to call her Sister Goldsmith. And she attended, and I attended, a little church in Chicago, Illinois, and the name of it was Granderson Temple Church of God in Christ. And this lady was so dear to me because she took me to church. And I learned so much. So I would like to go and visit her, and I'd watch her cook, and she was always talking about God. Not only was she always talking about God, but she used to always say, when she said that she was going to do something or venture out into something or plan something, she would always say, if the Lord wills. If the Lord wills. I didn't quite understand it then, but now 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Thank him for everything. Thank him for the strength when you're able to sustain during those times of trials and tribulation. I heard you. Somebody said true that. Listen. So let's listen to John. Let's listen to John chapter 15, verse 7 through 14. Listen at this, my beloved. And this is Jesus talking, the Savior of the world, the great and mighty one, the one who is always, has existed, the one who is the Word, the Word that was made flesh, that came and dwelt among us. He was the Word. He is the Word. He revealed God to us. Listen at this. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, this is Jesus talking, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. So this is prayer. Ask. Come to God and talk to him, and whatever you wish, it will be done for you. Jesus goes on to say, this is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now, remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You're my friends if you do what I command. What an honor to be called a friend of the great I Am. Hallelujah. A friend. Some say I'm a servant. I'm a son. I'm a daughter. But man, when someone says, you're my friend, I have a friend. And you do have a friend in the Lord Jesus Christ. See, now that we're coming in prayer, we can get an agreement, we can get an amen, we can get a true that or true that. We can get it. We can come in agreement with the word. So as our moral character is being transformed into the image and the representation of Almighty God, our destiny is now being led by God. We're in divine alignment now. We're not necessarily telling God how to answer our prayers, but, my beloved, we're spending time with God. We're spending time in prayer with God, and as a result, now our thoughts, our ways, our direction, our guidance is coming from the highest source that is available in the universe. It's coming from Almighty God, from the Omniscient One, the one who knows the plans that he has for us. So we're not telling God how to do it. We're not begging and pleading for what we want when we go to God in prayer. Because often when you come to God in prayer, what you ask for, have you noticed he may have something better? And have you lived long enough where you look back on your life and you say, I'm glad he didn't answer that prayer that way. I'm glad he brought it around full circle this particular way. It doesn't mean that you don't ask God large. I heard you, true that. Listen, large asking also results in large receiving. The question is, can you receive, hey, what God has for you? Have you been sabotaging? You know, a few years ago, I took note in my life and I said, you know what, some things were beginning to happen and it didn't happen. And I couldn't blame God. I began to review my life. Where did I mess up? Where did I fall off the grid? Where did I miss a step? So I went back and I looked at it and I thought, oh, wow, I sabotaged that. And for whatever reason, why do we sabotage things? I don't have all the answers, but I'm always seeking them. Sometimes we don't even feel worthy of the success or worthy of the blessings that God has for us. God loves you so much and he wants the very best for you and for me, and he wants the best for his children. Just as those of you that are parents, you want the best for your children, and we want the best for those that we love and care about. God wants the best for you. And listen, large asking often brings large receiving. But we have to be careful, my beloveds, not to sabotage. You know, and I told you a few years ago, I noticed, I said, wow, how did I miss that? I sabotaged it. So I actually became more aware of when I was sabotaging myself. You know what I did? I named sabotage savvy. I did. I gave sabotage a name. And whenever I was at the brink of any venture, any avenue or arena of my life, and I noticed, hey, what happened? I said, looked like Savvy tried to get in there. So I became more aware of my own sabotage techniques, how I was preventing myself from succeeding in particular areas or receiving what God had for me. So I became aware of that, and I began to take note. So I would stop that tendency to sabotage. Maybe you've done it before. I don't know. But just take a small inventory. And we have various ways of sabotaging ourselves. Sometimes not returning a phone call. Sometimes, I know sometimes women sabotage the relationships, you know, trying to play hard to get, but playing a little bit too hard to get. I heard somebody say true that. So listen, be aware and be mindful. So wait. And sometimes in preventing something wonderful being sabotaged in our life, it takes a leap of faith. You know I was going to go there. It takes stepping out on faith. And it even sometimes takes being vulnerable. What do you mean by that? Not being afraid to be authentic. Be you. It doesn't mean you have to be ridiculous in being you. You know that. But being authentic. That can sometimes intercept Savvy. Remember I told you I named her Savvy. That can intercept you being sabotaged. Because sometimes, and I heard a very powerful minister say the other night, he said some of us had masks on before it was mandated. I heard you. Some of us had masks on, not all of us, before it was mandated. And of course, you know, this particular minister, he wasn't talking about the face coverings that we wear, the cloth ones or the plastic coverings, although we could do that too. It's true that. But he was talking about we're really not who we really are saying we are, or maybe that we're showing to the world. That's part of that vulnerability. Being vulnerable enough to be you. You know, in this day and age, there's so much. There's so much that's going on. I'm going to put a little tag on this. I'm going to put this on the bulletin board. Take a little break from the news. The world won't fall apart if you do. Take a little break because there's so much going on that often, not just through the news, but in the environment, in our interactions with people, in this new norm. God, where do I fit in? Because now, you know, there's so much separation that's so prominent. So where do I fit in, God? Be you. Be you. That doesn't mean that's not a license to be rude. It's not a license to, you know, I don't have to go into detail. But where do you fit in with so much that's going on? How can you be authentic? That's one way of not sabotaging your future, your blessings, your productivity, your advancement. Sometimes it's not easy, my beloveds. I'm walking this with you. I'm not way, way ahead of you that I don't feel what you're feeling. Sometimes I'm walking right along there beside you in areas of your life. Sometimes I'm a bit ahead because what? Because I've been through that. And then sometimes I have to come around back and help to push you to that new dimension in your walk with God. Yes, this has been a period where we have experienced so much. But guess what? You're still here. You're still strong. You're still able to make an impact, to develop yourself as an individual, as a family member, You're able to develop yourself as a vital component of this society and this country and ultimately this world. Yeah. Can somebody say true that? Listen at this. There's a scripture that I believe everyone should memorize. And I believe that you should teach your children to memorize it. You've heard my story before. I used to pay my sons to memorize scripture. Some people would say, you're going to pay them to do it? I said, well, yeah. Then sometimes people get paid with good grades and things like that. Well, I would say, if you can say that, hey, I'm going to give you $10. And you can believe this. They would memorize those scriptures. And one of the scriptures that I believe that we should tuck in our heart, I mean memorize it. You're not too young. You're not too old to memorize. You can teach this to no matter how young a child is. Listen at this one. Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. In other words, you're not going to lack any good thing because he's your shepherd. I'm going to read it straight through. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me beside the still waters. I beg your pardon. Let me go back and do that. Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, and thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God will bring you to a place of rest. But you, my beloveds, and me, we must spend time with him in prayer. This can be a brand new beginning for you, a set time where you can spend time with an all-knowing God, where you can grow and develop. You know, I heard Joel Osteen say, if you would just give God 1 year of your life, if we imagine the tone it will set for your life and the life of those who you interact with. Jesus is our example. I'm going to read to you Mark chapter 1, verse 35. And in the morning, rising up, great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there he prayed. Have you set aside a place in your house where you can find rest and get closer to the heart of God? Where you can draw near to God? This will bring a refreshing, love, and your strength will be renewed. God hears you when you call. He's the listener. He's listening. Keep praying and pray in his name. He will answer. If you need a healing, this is just a little technique. Jehovah Rapha, that is the Lord God, that healeth thee. He can be a banner of protection around you, Jehovah Nisi. And I want to remind you, when something is delayed, it does not mean that God has denied it. True that? True that? Or can I get an amen? Even when it comes to those whom your body may be going through something right now, a physical challenge, perhaps you're one of your loved ones, listen to James chapter 5. Any among you afflicted, let him pray. And if anyone is merry, happy, let them sing a song. Thank you. I'm getting true that. It says, is any sick among you? Let them call for the elders of the church and let them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. Prayer is so powerful. When you pray, believe that you have already received it. Even before, when you get ready to pray, you know, say, hey, I'm praying, but guess what? I already have it. I'm going to God to get clear direction, and I'm going to God so I won't sabotage as these blessings are being poured out upon me. I want to receive from God what God has for me. And you know, if it's coming from Almighty God, it's good. It's perfect. It is to help you prosper and your soul to prosper. And your prayer of faith can even save the sick. You know, I remember, you know, one of my spiritual mentors, she taught us this. She said, when someone comes and asks you to pray, say, for example, pray for one of their loved ones that's ill, and that person gets healed, God raises them up. My mentor used to teach us, don't take any credit for that. You don't know how many prayers went before you, alongside with you. Somebody said, true that. Oh, listen. So we say to God, be the glory. This is why when we have a need, we're out there asking people for prayer, because we know that these prayers can bombard heaven. Your prayers are not earthbound. Your prayers reach higher. They reach into the ether realm. Your prayers reach into areas that are able to do what needs to be done. Thank you, Denise. That need to be done. It could be someone's physical body. It could be their physical home. It could be something in this materialistic world, this physical world, that needs to be accomplished. Your prayer of faith, can even save the sick. The Lord can even raise them up by your prayers. And even if you have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. And you can even, you know, pray with others that their sins will be forgiven. Because this, you know, this forgiveness of sin, it opens up the doorway. When we know that we're forgiven, that guilt begins to be broken off of your mind and my mind. When we know that we are forgiven, be persistent in prayer. Prayer pleases God, my beloved. Be persistent. Set aside a prayer time. You know, this could be a period in your life or a time of season on the, I'll call it the Chronos calendar in a chronicle sense. This could be a time where, say, for example, there's 100 days left in the year and there's some things that you want to get accomplished before the end of the year. Come on, incorporate prayer into that and watch the energy and the power and the initiative and the success that will be a result of the thing that you desire to do. Hey, Jesus even said, O woman, O man, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. Be it unto you, even what you are willing in the earth. What you are speaking, God is going before you. He's already smitten the host of your enemies. Be free. Be free. True that. And can I get an amen? I love you so much. I shout out to all of you today. Incorporate prayer into your life. Make it part of your lifestyle. And I'm praying for you. I don't say that out of form and fashion. I'm praying for you. Mother, Terry, Denise, Shatana, I'm praying for you. Stephanie and Tony, I'm praying for you. Misty, I'm praying for you. Courtney, Latosha, Dominique, Jackie, I'm praying for you. My beautiful aunts, I'm praying for you. All of the listeners, I am praying for you. That's why, if I didn't call your name, you know I'm praying for you. You can true that. or you can simply say, Amen.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity. Bye.